I live within a mile and a half of this farm, this farm in Cool Carkey, where this stuff is being taken in. I object, and so does all the community, most strongly to this carry on. I've been living there all my life. I'm a retired Garda. I've done 34 or 5 years around the country in different places, and I like to see justice, and I want justice this time in this case. And if not, we're going to continue on until we get it in a fair manner. Now, this gent previously was in the courts in Athlone for using angel dust to promote his business, and he was lucky to get away with jail. His compatriot got a year and a half, but this guy was fined £23,000, and he's a product of that college in Dublin, where they educate all the barristers and everything else. Now, I feel no other than I know a lot, and I feel very strongly against this. This stuff is going to go down the little drains and rivers around Clonfert into the Shannon, where I fished as a young lad, and my father before me, and my grandfather. I want my children to fish there in the future. Now, it's been proved by Swansea in the last few days that this stuff is lethal. Come out to Clonfert someday, the wind is blowing towards me, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Now, I don't object, only when I have to. And I could be at better things today than here in Galway. I support my community 100% in what they're doing, and I'll continue to support them, because somebody has to call halt. Now, the water is destroyed in Galway, and I know for a fact, Barclay Mahabari, approximately 6 years ago, there was a detective guard here in Galway, who led the cob, who was shouting halt 6 years ago. He knows every river, every stone in it, and for that reason, he was trying to get somebody to listen, to close the doors against him, because tourism would be affected. Now, the bomb has blown up in front of them, and now they're going to throw shit in East Galway. Well, they can take back their shit, but they don't want to. Thanks, hold just for a second. Thanks for coming out.